Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 53rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 20. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him. Let us kill him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. Literally saying, let's kill him. Let's throw him into a pit, and we'll tell Dad a lion or something got him. Well, then they said, we will see what becomes of his dreams. That'll be the end of him and his dreams, and it serves him right. So that was their thought, okay, as he was coming. Of course, we know the end of this story, and that we're going to go a little farther with this into our study. But let me just kind of front it by saying this. At the end of Genesis, we see those boys facing Joseph again. He's now ruler, second command of all Egypt. And Joseph tells those boys what man meant for evil, God meant for good. That, by the way, that's the whole story of Joseph's life. What men meant for evil, whether it's the boys or we get into Potiphar, that baker and all these other things that we're finding out, what men meant for evil, God meant for good. God has a plan for us. God's sovereign. We don't understand it. And Joe, we're fixing to find out that he gets thrown in the pit and Joseph couldn't understand. What have I done? Well, here they did in verse number 20. We're going to tell Dad that a lion and something has got a hold of Joseph, and then we'll see what becomes of his dreams. Verse number 21 and 22. It's really interesting. And Reuben, who is Reuben? He's the oldest son. Okay, Reuben. He's the oldest boy. Matter of fact, remember, Jacob already had a problem with Reuben because what had happened earlier with Reuben. I won't get into that. But anyway, when Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. So already, obviously, the boys had took Joseph, and don't you know he was shocked and surprised? They snatched him. They're about to throw him into the pit. Reuben said, wait. And the Bible says, he took Joseph out of their hands. Let's not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but let's just cast him into the pit that is in the wilderness. Lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands and deliver him to his father again. What this is saying, Reuben's saying, let's not kill him. Let's just throw him in the pit with the idea he'll just stay there and he'll die or whatever, and we'll leave him alone. The boys would think that, but Reuben had other ideas. They're going to throw him in the pit, and then when the boys would leave, he would come back, get him out of the pit. Speaking of Joseph, he would rescue Joseph and bring him back to Dad. He didn't want him to die. Following? So they were going to throw him in the pit. And Reuben said, I'll rescue him and take him back to Dad, deliver him to his father again. Verse number 29. No, 24. 23. Thank you. And it came, my eyes are getting bad. I'll see my doctor Tuesday. It's live streamed. Okay. They'll get this. Your doctor, and he told me I'm getting, what are the things, that little clouds? Cataracts. I'm too young to have cataracts. And I saw him a few months ago, and I said, Doc, my eyes ain't as clear as they used to be. And he looked, you're getting cataracts. You're going to have somebody scrape. I get to get it scraped off, so that's why 23 looks like 29. But anyway, I'm going to have to be like y'all and get the large print Bibles. And it came to pass, when Joseph was coming to his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat, and his coat of many colors that was on it. I want you to notice the very first thing they did was they took off that coat of many colors. Not only they despised Joseph, they despised that coat. Why? Because it was a sign. Remember, it wasn't just a pretty coat. It was a sign of authority. It was something of honor. And most Bible scholars says that most cloaks back then were kind of short sleeved. This one was long sleeved and all the way down to his ankles. You see pictures of rulers and all the whole time. They'd have long sleeve shirts. It's just a picture of honor, a picture of authority. And again, they not only despised Joseph, it was that coat. Because what it symbolized. Well, they tore that coat off. The first thing they did, they tore his coat off. It was a special coat. They stripped him. And they, verse number 24, they took him and they cast him into the pit. And the pit was empty, for there was no water in it. Obviously, this was some kind of cistern. That we know what a cistern is. It was a place where they would store water. So there was no water in the in the cistern in this pit. And I have a note here. They cast him into a dry pit, a cistern, a well. They got a little note. Boy, that was nice of them. At least he didn't drown. You know, they could have thrown him into a pit where they had water and he would drown. They throwed him into a dry pit. I don't know. Maybe, probably Reuben had a lot to do that because we don't want to kill him. Reuben had in his mind he's going to come back and rescue him. By the way, Dothan, the word Dothan means two wells. Interesting. Now, whether or not this meant one was had water in it and one was dry, the Bible did not say. But the name Dothan means two wells. Interesting. Now, I don't know if what Dothan, Alabama means two wells, but in the Bible, Dothan meant two wells. Well, they took him. They threw him into the pit. It was empty because there was no water in it. Now, verse number 25. Look what they do. And they set down deep bread. They do something to his brother and no kind of, you know, imagine. No kind of, what's the word am I looking for? Remorse? Man, they were happy. Hey, I'm hungry. Let's eat. They sit down and eat probably right near that. And by the way, turn me to Genesis 42. I don't want you to miss this. Genesis 42, verse number 21. Again, the brothers now are facing Joseph and they're looking back at what they had done. In verse number 21, and they said one to another, the brothers, speaking to Joseph, we are very guilty concerning our brother in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear him. Therefore is this distress come upon us. His brothers are talking among themselves when he talks about we saw the anguish of his soul. Talking about Joseph when they threw him in the pit. Can you imagine? Brothers, don't do this to me. Why are you doing this? And there, can you imagine them eating? And Joseph is crying from the pit. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. Because in chapter 42, the brothers say, we heard him. And the anguish and the crying out, but yet they sat down to eat. I hope they got heartburn. Hope that food made them sick. But anyway, they sit down. Imagine that. All the while, Joseph is down there pleading in that pit. And then we see in the rest of that verse, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites and Midianites. They were traveling together, heading to Egypt. Verse 25, and they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites, and we also find out later there's Midianites involved, which don't make it strange because you know where they came from. From you had Jacob and Esau, right? Yeah. And so from that group, you had the Ishmaelites and you had the Midianites, and they would travel together. They came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. They were going to do some trading. And Judah. And by the way, Reuben is gone. So get the picture. These boys are eating. Reuben was so upset that he left. In his mind, he was going to come back and rescue Joseph. So you have this all pictured in your mind, because Reuben's going to come into play here in a minute. And we're going to pull it all together and get a wonderful picture here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.